Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Welcome to Minisode Monday. I'm happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away. It'll make you more magnetic and effective. Now, today, this is maybe a little bit of something that some of you have heard before but haven't thought about for a while. If you've been following AOC for a while, you know we're all about reading between the lines, especially in verbal and nonverbal communication. What you might not know is that there's always something between the lines when you're communicating, even if you're not aware of it at all. You're always using body language, positive or negative, consciously or not. You're making plenty of confident eye contact, or you're not. Or it's too much eye contact and comes across a bit creepy or intense. You're smiling warmly or not at all, or it seems manufactured and you've got the grill of a serial killer. Are you fidgeting? Is it your upper body or your lower body? What does that say? What is it not saying? You think you're ordering a coffee, but you're also sending nonverbal signals out the entire time. What do those signals communicate? On top of all this, far from being universal, our signals are interpreted by other people depending on their emotional state, their culture, their own thought processes. Of course, if you're like most people, you're somewhat aware of this phenomenon, but you can't necessarily control it perfectly all the time. Sometimes we even send signals we're not aware of sending, and sometimes we can't send the ones we mean to send in the first place. Thankfully, we can increase our abilities by noting what signals other people are sending and how you are receiving those signals, how we are receiving those signals. Then you calibrate yourself. For example, when people use quick speech or dismissive body language, how does that make you feel? When do you use those same things inadvertently? When you've been made to feel important or attractive, how did the other person do that? When you felt rebuffed, left out, or blown off, what signals from other people were responsible? Constantly learn from your interactions, and you'll be able to do better every single time. Now, if you enjoy stuff like this, these little exercises, these little drills, I implore you to check out the Art of Charm Challenge. We'll help you connect with others in a very adept way. We'll help your nonverbal communication. We'll help your verbal communication, for that matter. We've got step-by-step challenges to help you move forward, and there's a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge at the same time. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the AOC team, helping you all move through the challenges as well. And it's really cool for me to see the growth going on in there. It's actually really amazing. I love it. I check it all of the time. Text the word charmed, CHARMED, to the number 33444. That's here in the States. Or just go to theartofcharm.com/challenge, no matter where you are in the world, and get rocking.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.